It's the Hammond Report for Tuesday, September 27th of 2022. John Hammond at the microphone and the organ. Thank you very much, folks, for joining me once again for some more of my music and stories. Yeah, this was a very interesting gig. A lot of fun, actually. I got a quartet here on the band. Back there's Ronnie Smith on the drums. Tenor saxophonist Larry Schneider and Bob Brumbelow. Excellent guitar player on my right there. And yours truly at the organ and playing the bass lines on the keyboard too. We're on 6th Street in downtown San Francisco. Very gnarly neighborhood, let's say. Yeah, and I brought in a special guest act that we opened up for called the Clap Band that day, and those guys were a lot of fun. I don't know if they're still doing any gigs, but we caught them upstairs at the Fillmore when they performed there on the same night as the Monkees, and they were a very humorous band. Yeah. Well, we're playing for a very laid-back audience here. And Larry, he's always unsatisfied with his horn since he sold his original Selma Mark VI. So he's always trying different saxophones. And I don't know if he kept that one, but sounds okay to me. And I pushed my organ down there on the wheels and a Roland keyboard amplifier that I used back in those days. Yeah. Sound good. Nice. I haven't heard from Larry for a long time. I had him on the gig with me at the Shoreline Amphitheater. I played 3 years in a row there. And hope he's okay. He'd like to stretch out. Oh yeah. Hope everybody's doing okay out there. A lot of things happening out there in the world. I got a gig this morning, and I got here early. I got a beautiful parking space, and that makes me happy. I'm gonna load out here pretty soon, but I'm just getting one report in before I go in, set up for the morning gig before lunch will be served. Yeah. And Bob Brumbelow on the guitar. I met Bob a long time ago through my friend Dean Carmay. And I just heard from Dean last night. And Bob used to work at his shop called Guitar Solo Publications. And I saw Bob at the 2020 NAMM show just before the Pando hit the fan. Yeah, Bob was looking good. He's a beautiful player. Yeah. Reminds me I should call him up and we should play some music. Oh yeah. He gave me his first CD when we first got together to play. And it was about his divorce. It's called Who knew? It's amazing how sometimes from experiences like that you can come up with at least a good title, right? Oh yeah. That's the real deal there, baby. Yeah, bye. I used to play this tune in the combat zone in Boston. 7 nights a week I was an organ player. In Beantown. Back in those days, every club had a Hammond organ instead of drums. The mafia clubs, before they brought the jukeboxes in to replace the musicians. But I got a couple years on the end of that era. Continuous entertainment. That was the theme of the clubs in the combat zone. Yeah, Bob. You see that organ on the top tier of my stand there? I went all around the world with that organ. Yeah, very nice. I'm gonna put the hamburger down on it right now. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Hammond. I took that organ on trains and planes and cars, and I even pushed it over an international border after a gig. One night, late, about 3:30 in the morning, I had the cats drop me off at the border to France when I played in Saarbrücken. And I had the blues in the night too. When I woke up the cat at the passport control box there, and he thought he was dreaming. He saw a cat pushing the organ. And I showed him my passport, he stamped it, and I walked off into the night, into France. Because I had a gig the next night in Fortbach, in the French frontier. Yeah. I think I made organ history that night. Yeah. We're going to take it home with this one. Everybody have a beautiful Tuesday out there. This is John Hammond. I got one last thing to say before I slide out of here today. Have a beautiful day. An even better one tomorrow.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Bye-bye now.